You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Sometimes when I see a ranking of top whatever in a sports category, I click on it just to see if I'll feel something, to see if I'm truly dead inside yet. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing. I am feeling alive after I clicked on Bill Connelly's top 75 quarterbacks of the 2000s.
Get out of here.
I saw this.
I missed it.
I am also very at peace with the knowledge that I am still alive because I felt something too.
Not only did I control F for Brady Quinn, 46, by the way, which felt a little low, but I then scrolled immediately to the top 10. And would you guess who number one is? Let's go around the room and guess.
I just saw it.
Jer Bear. Who's number one?
Mackenzie Milton.
Charlotte, who's number one?
Joe Burrow.
But he's top 10. Mike?
Well, if we're talking talent, Stephen Morris. But if we're talking actual accomplishments,
Morris had a cannon.
One of the best arms you'll ever see.
Yeah.
But if we're going like talent and accomplishments on the field,
Morris not ranked.
I'd also go with Joe Burrow.
Okay, that's actually.
I didn't guess.
Oh wow!
I just saw number one.
What was
one.
That gasp? Now you're talking about the 2000s. Is Jameis Winston in there?
Yeah. He's top 20, I believe.
So
I
is Timmy Chang.
As he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, Timmy Chang,
way too low.
Yeah, I agree.
Offensively low.
Suspiciously low.
Offensively low. Because this is the thing. Bill Connelly didn't take into account like any sort of like special like cultural impact factor. Because Timmy Chang should have been top 20 at least.
What was it? All skill set, winning, stats?
I think stats, winning, all those sorts of things.
But
like Ken Dorsey was pretty high because of, you know,
obvious reasons.
How many games he won. But ahead of Brady Quinn, by the way,
if you're a Miami
fan,
do not watch back any of Ken Dorsey's passes. They don't
He
hit
was
the
very
same
inaccurate.
Way.
He had a lot of talent on the field around him. But is cultural impact, you're saying,
like Graham,
needs
Graham
to be
Harrell.
Factored?
Like Graham Harrell should be higher up because of what he did at Texas Tech.
What did he do?
I mean, threw the ball for a million.
They were ranked number two in the AP poll when he was there.
Do you not remember Halloween night?
He did it in Lubbock, Stugatz. He did it in Lubbock.
But off the field, like what kind of impact did he have? Like Graham Harrell.
Well, he brought in giant space age offenses.
Oh,
with
okay.
Him. Like just
all right, my bad.
But it's not I don't know. That's cultural impact for college football and you.
I would think that with everything being said here, that Tebow has to be number one. It has to be Tebow.
Well, but no, it can't be.
Or Steven Garcia.
It can't be.
Oh man, he was good.
Because
Cole Brennan's equal with Aaron Murray. That's
rest in peace.
Crazy.
You don't understand, though, Jessica. Charlotte gasped when she saw number one. We haven't gotten to number one. Do you want to go through all 75? And
oh, my God. Do we have enough time for this? Because I will go through all 75. All right. I will say number one, I'm not like offended by it. It's a good choice. It's definitely not what I would have put at number one. But we could do maybe like the top 10. Because I think all of the top 10 are worthy of the first spot. But the first one I would have given to the person that ended up in number two. And I feel so alive, by the way. This is the most alive. I feel like I just did a line of heat culture in the bathroom because this. I'm so glad you guys are as fired up about this list as I am.
Is number two good Bo Wallace?
Mike, are you ready to do top 10?
Number three is good Bo Nix.
Number...
What is it with Bo's?
I love Bo's.
Bo Nix was a time, right? This feels like
he's still in college.
Time is still there.
He's still in college.
It's like his eighth year. Yeah.
My parents' cat name is Bo.
Stephen Garcia is
that his second college?
It only gets to be a time when we see a photo of you as a kid in the Auburn stands, and then you're beating Nick Saban as the quarterback. Whatever that does in a green or black uniform is not the same as what it did there.
I'll give you the top 10 in order.
All right.
You can tell me what you think. Number 10, RG3.
Sure.
Good one.
From a cultural impact standpoint, also, like, yeah,
You win a Heisman at Baylor.
Absolutely deserving. Yeah. Absolutely belongs up there. Number 9, Marcus Mariota.
Fair so far.
Very fair. Number 8, Lamar Jackson.
Too low.
Way too low.
Feels low.
Super low.
Way too low.
I mean, 8 is pretty good.
Yep.
8 is great. He should have been top 5.
But making Louisville matter is more impressive than the previous
9,000 passing yards, 4,000 rushing yards, 50 rushing TDs, 69 passing TDs, 27 interceptions.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's crazy.
All right, let me reserve the right to take back the take that 8 is fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I just got to see who's 7.
Kyler Murray.
No way.
I'd go Lamar over Kyler, but Kyler was great.
Vince Young is not allowed to exist here. He's too old, right?
No, he's it's 2000s. He's just hold your horses.
Okay. All right,
hold your longhorns.
Well, you just made me say you said Lamar Jackson. I'm like, well, Vince Young was Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson.
Well, Vince Young is TBD on this list. Number 6 opposed to Deshaun Watson. Fair.
Yep.
Number 5 was Joe Burrow.
That's criminally low.
Hold up, criminally low.
Number 5?
I actually think it's kind of high because
what?
Joe Burrow was on one of the best teams of all time. Yes, he has 8,800 passing yards.
He was on two of the best teams of all time. 69%
completion rating and 78 touchdowns with only 11 interceptions. All right, you know, I've talked myself back into Joe Burrow. It's pretty good.
You're out of your mind.
He's Ken Dorsey, except he was actually.
You don't know me, Ken Dorsey.
Don't you dare call him Ken Dorsey.
Come on, Dan. I mean, Ken Dorsey. What? It's actually me, Ed Orgeron. He's one of my favorite players.
You guys didn't listen to the rest of what I said.
Who cares? You said Dorsey.
Ken Dorsey had 40 pros around him and wasn't actually that good. Joe Burrow had 40 pros around him on offense and was actually that good.
Mr. Ohio.
I changed my mind again. Lamar Jackson should be ahead of Joe Burrow.
No, come on.
It's the best offense I've ever seen.
It's the only team that can compete with the 0-1 Hurricanes.
But, like, Lamar Jackson seems also – he was, like, 1 yard away from beating Clemson in 2016, that really good Clemson team that ended up winning the national championship.
Who wins, Burrow's LSU or Dorsey's Miami?
It'd be the greatest game ever
played. It'd be the greatest game ever played.
Except, again, LSU has a quarterback who is a number one pick.
Listen.
And the Hurricanes have Dorsey, who's offensive if you go back and look at the
high. Again, she'll let you finish.
A lot of fluttering passes back in the day.
A lot of places. Look, oh, look, Andre Johnson is open by 40 yards. Let's miss him by 10.
Guys, I just heard a song that had Frank Sinatra singing from the window to the wall till the sweat drop off my balls.
To the window to
we all heard
the
that, right?
Walls till the sweat drops down my balls.
So what I'm saying here.
All these females crawl singing, oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Old Blue Eyes.
Congratulations on your Suey nomination.
Yeah!
What I'm saying is.
Thank you.
If Frank Sinatra can talk about his balls in a song, even though he's been dead for a long time, ChatGPT can absolutely make Miami play LSU in the greatest football game ever in at least 4 years' time.
Where
we can get this done.
I have missed you so much. You
thanks for having me. First time, long time.
You scared a journalist. You scared.
He walked out of here confused.
He looked shell-shocked by your hooves because you actually grew hooves underneath the desks there.
And also, when I get into arousal when around like hardcore sports debate, my penis is actually the pink lipstick that the dog has, and it was out.
Oh,
everyone just has to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have HR down where I'm from.
The Red Rocket.
Welcome, Char.
Thank you so much.
Number 4, Tim Tebow.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Should be one.
It should be a lot higher. He's the greatest college quarterback of all time, guys. What are we talking about?
I'm sort of here for Tim Tebow at 4.
I mean, cultural impact, Tim Tebow.
All right.
what he did in Florida to cover up for the fact that other terrible things were happening at Florida.
They had a murderer in their huddle.
Got to give him credit for that.
Who's this? Hey, Charlotte. Allow me to shake your hoof.
Ignore him.
I don't know what this is.
We need HR.
Don't touch his hand. Don't touch it. I'm not doing that.
It's a talent.
Listen
Relax.
To me. Listen to me.
Just being nice and welcoming.
Don't touch it.
There's a reason he's the dirty demon of debate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just real quick.
I'm not engaging with those hooves.
Just real quick. What do you think about Dak Prescott's contract?
Not doing this.
What do you mean?
Are the Raiders for real? Come on.
Where are we on this list? Number three?
Vince Young.
Solid.
Yeah. That was great.
And this is where I find controversy. And in the words of our great, dearly departed friend Chris Whittingham, the bona fides of these two guys, I feel like one is above the other, but number two is Cam Newton.
Oh. If you have Burrow at five, I would have thought that Cam Newton would have been number one.
Number one was Baker Mayfield, who I loved in college.
I loved too, but I still gasped.
Give me a break.
That doesn't track to me.
I still love him. I mean,
what team's he on?
It's on Tampa Bay, and he's looking great.
I wanted Stugatz to answer that.
I would have been so funny.
I would have had the answer.
I still can't quit Baker.
Mike wanted to get in there.
I still can't quit Baker either.
Jessica,
I
have
you forgot.
I had him. You blew it, Mike, because he was a deer in headlights. He was so terrified by Jessica confronting him with, you love him so much, where's he playing right now? And he had no earthly idea.
It was like an hour away from you, Stu.
I was going to say the Rams.
That's offensive that he would be number one. I am indignant. I am not filled with rage.
I'm a little indignant.
He had the Rose Bowl.
He had the Rose Bowl. He did the flag plant, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I feel like Cam Newton. I'm with you. I think Cam Newton should be above him.
I think Baker's definitely top five. Maybe top three even.
Is Jalen Hurts on the list at all?
Jalen Hurts is on the list.
Incredibly high, by the way.
25.
Why did you guys interrupt what was going on? It was really good.
Jess, can you tell everyone who's number 75 on this list?
Matt Ryan.
Oh, my.
Oh, Matty Ice.
Which I was... I'm shocked he played in the 2000s. Seems like he would have graduated before that.
I'm so mad Mackenzie Milton on this list that I'm actually shaking. Like, I'm actually shaking with how angry I am that this man isn't on this list. You're alive.
We had a debate going on between number one and number two. Who the fuck talked about Mackenzie Milton right now and interrupted that?
Hey. This undefeated guy. National champs, remember?
You guys get mad at Jeremy. He's more obnoxiously UCF than he is even Heat, and I
can't wait for college football.
That was possible.
I'm so excited for it. May is the best time to debate college football quarterbacks.
Really? There's a month.
Alive. I haven't felt this alive since the playoff committee put out their last ranking.
I am troubled though that Jessica is a very very young person. Already needs sports lists just to see if she's still alive inside, to see if she cares about sports at all, to argue number one over number
three.
Check
out this pass to Alan Hearns that Stephen Morris had on YouTube.
The chooch.
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail ponds. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip, I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail ponds quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Don Lebatard.
Kensley Jansen. I got to be careful here. What did I just do there? Let me start again.
Stugatz.
He's their closer. Comes in, ninth inning, closes the game out. His name is Kenley Jansen. He has blamed his recent...
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
A startling, visceral reaction I felt on the fringes of Heat Celtics last night that had nothing to do with sports and conjured in me a legitimate delight because I love it when there's sports hatred in an arena. And this is not about basketball. It's about the reaction people had to A-Rod and Jeter being courtside. The visceral reaction of get them both out of here. Why is A-Rod wearing a suit? and fake laughing on television as if he couldn't be closer to his Timberwolves employee. And the reaction was hostile. Get them away from shiny things in Miami. They've been around them enough. We're not buying any of what that New York fraudulent veneer stuff is around the sports we now like. A-Rod courtside bothered people. Jeter courtside bothered people.
I thought it was an interesting story. The other interesting story courtside is, how is Brooks Koepka still awake?
I was wondering that. I was looking at him to see how many blinks per minute we were going to get, and he just looked like a broken man compared to the Panthers game.
That's an interesting question you pose. How is he still awake?
Look at me.
You want to speculate?
Back to A-Rod and Jeter for a second.
Yes.
What are these frauds doing in that arena last night? What is A-Rod bringing a Minnesota Timberwolf with him to rep Miami, by the way, to be there and be like, oh, it's all about the 305. He's just putting his name on everything that he can to make people in Miami love him again. And Jeter, I mean, seriously, after leaving the Marlins, and we're going to bring, I mean, not to get the weird juju element of it, but really, you're going to let two New York Yankees who blew a 3-0 lead to a Boston team in 2004 in your building? What is happening here?
I mean, would people have been as mad if the Heat had won? Like, was this from the get-go that people were angry about it?
We're blaming them.
Is this retroactively upset about
it? They switched up the juju.
Okay.
Yeah, they're bad juju.
But you were cool with it when they were just sitting there at the start of the game.
Fine with one of them.
Fine with one.
Okay. Not both.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
Also, incredibly aware of when the cameras are on him. It's amazing. Elite at A-Rod.
Especially A-Rod.
Although he is constantly fake laughing.
No, but this is good, though. This is a good point that you're making, because I've told you this before. I mean, this is an amazing brand management learned around Madonna and J-Lo. This dude cheated. It was Jeter and Cheater last night. And A-Rod keeps doing the things that allow him to distance himself, working for ESPN, working for Fox, wearing a suit to the game, and fraudulently and elitely knowing when the camera's on him so he could fake over laugh because he's having the most delighted life listening to stand-up comic Anthony Edwards.
At least Jeter looks, you know, bored the entire time, like he has generally for the last 20 years of his life.
But you say you want one of them to go. Only one could be courtside. I'd rather have A-Rod there than Jeter. Yep.
And that's fine, because at least the Heat were winning when it was just A-Rod. But you can't put both of them in the building? What are you doing? You can't let both of them in?
What are you guys doing to A-Rod? Come on, it's enough. A-Rod's, he's okay in my book. There's nothing wrong with A-Rod.
I like A-Rod.
Guys wearing a suit, guys laughing, guys.
We're fine with A-Rod.
Just having fun.
We've accepted A-Rod for what he is.
Yes.
We know what he is.
Yeah, we do know, but it's the opposite of what he thinks we think he is.
Now, the problem I have is Jeter thinking he could show his face in this town again.
What are you doing here?
How dare you?
How could you?
When we said don't show your face in this town again, we meant it.
The two of them were enjoying, I mean, God, 3 decades of them being famous and spotlight sports people. Man, LeBron wanted all the attention after the Nuggets swept him. He wanted all of, just keep me. I'm still one of the best 90, you know, I'm top. There are not,
do you think,
5% of the basketball players in the world who are better than I am. He's saying as he swept.
Most people had the theory that it was all premeditated to get the discussion away from the embarrassing sweep he suffered through and just had people talk about.
And?
Do you believe that? Because if so, it was effective. Everyone kind of ran with it.
Let's be very, very clear. He's not retiring anytime soon.
No.
He's just making a play to make sure that everybody on sport in the sports universe is being like, all right, we're going to talk about LeBron today. Well,
would you rather him play with his son in the NBA or rather him play with his son in college?
In college.
In college.
He was dominating.
That ball sack thing got me going, too. I was like, this is actually a great idea. He's got eligibility.
Seriously, though, if I ask this question seriously because all of these sports need a turnover. Quarterback at basketball, who are going to be the future faces? Ja Morant, Joe Burrow, is it you? Who are going to be the people who teach us to love sports, the next generation, everywhere? Why would you think that people who are that competition-aholic, Michael Jordan, all of them, Tom Brady, that they wouldn't compete?
I think you should swap out Michael Jordan and put in Jimmy Butler.
fine enough.
In terms of top of the food chain knock competitiveness. But I'm just saying competitiveness.
I'm talking about competitive of now brand management in retirement, because you're not going to put that away if you're as great as they are. LeBron's going to want to keep elbowing Tom Brady out of the way as Jeter and A-Rod try to get close to everything, and everyone's brand managing. And A-Rod's is the most amazing. Yeah, A-Rod is courtside laughing, bought in on the Timberwolves, because they're now all going into ownership as well, because of course they want to own stuff. Like, of course they want to compete at that too. Brady and Jordan want to compete at money at the highest levels. And that's all A-Rod and Jeter are doing. We ran. Remember when we ran sports? You and me, back when baseball mattered like that.
Except I was looking, and I don't think the two of them looked in each other's direction or went near each other the entire night. Because remember, they hate each other's guts.
There's that as well, which can't be covered enough. Again, Derek Jeter came down here, did nothing, fled in disgrace, comes back for our parties, perfectly Miami, perfectly New York.
Showing his face!
I like the idea that there's like a limited amount of courtside seats or of like places to be seen, and Dan has all these guys like elbowing each other out of the way to get to the...
In Miami, it's true.
Kind of true.
You right. saw who was at the game?
I see a really great visual.
Luke Bryan was at the game.
Was he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Put them all at the game courtside. Kepka's eyes are dilated. He's courtside.
Allegedly.
He hasn't slept in a week.
He's competing too. But LeBron's not there. He's just shouting because he's not there. He's over on the other side of the country shouting, I'm retiring!
Do you know what an achievement?
I'm retired!
Do you know what an achievement it is to be in a room with Dustin Johnson and no one suspects Dustin Johnson?
Of being on anything.
Did you understand?
I think we all assume that. I think that Dustin Johnson is just, we're bringing him in as the norm.
There was a picture of Dustin Johnson.
It's a bigger accomplishment than winning the PGA.
The first time I saw that, I did not notice Dustin Johnson was even in the picture the first four times I saw it.
How
DJ
Miami is all of this? Just bring celebrity near the bandwagon and the party, and look, it's the thing that people are talking about. And LeBron doesn't want to give it up. And whether he did that on purpose or not, that's got to be addictive too, right? To be 20 years. I mean, Jeter and A-Rod could speak to it. To be the center of that universe, everyone's talking about you all the time so much that they can't appreciate Jokic and a bitter Michael Malone.
No, I'm finally appreciating.
You call him Michael.
I'm finally appreciating Jokic. I am. He's playing because
so
he was playing on LeBron.
Yeah.
And I realized,
so
and he's
you're
playing at
8:30. Still saying his name wrong.
Is it Jokic or Jokic?
Jokic.
Jokic.
Is it?
I did it wrong for.
Yeah,
I
know Jokic. It's like yogging with a soft J. Mm.
But Mike, we'll really start appreciating him if he wins a title.
Jeremy Jogger.
Yeah.
It's funny
Jeremy
that you say that, Jessica.
Cache.
The reason that York Mike Bear. Has a problem with this as a Latin person is we do the J yay.
Yeah, ya Morant. Yeah.
To everyone in Spanglish.
Yeah. So it's Jokic?
Jokic.
Jokic.
They don't
Jokic.
Call him Joker.
Jokic.
They Jimmy should Butler. Call him the Joker.
They should
Joker
call him the Joker. Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Levitard Show. Should they call him the Joker?
The fact that we're doing this now, years into the Jokic experiment,
but he just started playing at 8:30.
Is what's funny.
Even in the bubble, he's playing at like 5:30.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, no, I've noticed he's good.
I actually have stayed awake for
also,
the second quarter of Denver Nuggets games for the first time in my life.
Also, I don't know what he started putting on his arms, maybe some aloe, but guy hasn't bled.
This would also get so confusing for you guys if Nikola Jovic actually was in the Heat rotation, because there's a Nikola Jovic and a Nikola Jokic, and they're on opposite teams that might be going to the finals.
Huh.
But how do you pronounce the J in his name?
Jovic.
Jovic. But for Jokic, it's...
It's Jokic.
Jokic.
It's all, they're both Yo.
Yo.
It's they're both Yo.
Jovic, Jokic.
Mike, I'm not so sure about this.
Mike, I got it wrong. I got it wrong for 18 months.
Yeah.
You know what I was calling him Jokic the entire okay. time. I was not softening that J.
From the maker of Ya Morant.
That's correct. But this is all
which
my
still
Spanish,
stands, by the way. Ya Morant Spanish, still stands, Dan.
My Spanish upbringing makes all of those J's.
I would love to hear an abuelita try to pronounce Kachuk's last name. Just as an aside.
Chucky!
I saw a video yesterday. You mentioned Anthony Edwards and Hayrod, and it reminded me of this video that resurfaced of the Bulls celebrating
Garpax.
The Jimmy Butler trade to Minnesota, and it looks so foolish. But my main takeaway from it was, remember when we just accepted that Gar was a suitable name for anyone? And we just called this man with jet black dyed hair Gar. What was it short for? Was it short for Garnold? What? Gar.
His full name is ever, Gar.
His
full name is Gar.
His entire name is Gar.
It's not short for Gari.
Gar.
Like the fish?
We did not talk nearly enough during
see you,
that
Gar.
It's Gar. They gave him an executive of the year over Pat Riley just because everyone hated Miami. That's the same way D. Rose got
no,
that.
No, I think Pat Riley won like a front office award the same year. But yeah, Gar Forman won the NBA executive of the year in 2011, the year they drafted Jimmy Butler. And then they foolishly traded him away on draft night a few years later. And I don't know if you guys have been following the Bulls over the last decade, but no. Garpax has since been fired. Probably the best thing that has happened out of the COVID-19 pandemic was them getting fired in like April 2020. And things are still not looking up.
It was co-executives of the year. They won it. They split it.
His name is
it.
Gar.
Yeah, you keep mentioning that.
But it wasn't even short for Garth. What? It's just Gar.
Garfield?
Gar. Not Garfield. Just Gar.
It's two R's.
Yeah.
Well,
like
two
what?
R's
no, it's one R.
Yeah,
one R.
Like, yeah, it's
one
fine. R.
Like when he was born, did they ask the dad, what do you want to name him? And he just stubbed his toe? Like, I don't. He got tongue-tied? Gar?
The fish? Is the fish two R's?
Greg Cody was naming the baby and was like, Gar.
So you believe that when the birth certificate was being typed up, that mom or dad tripped and they said, "What is your child's name?" And that's what they put on the birth certificate.
Foreman.
Jessica, stop doing that.
Don Lebatard.
I mean, they used to call me Chris Karaoke.
Stugatz.
That back row is bringing it today.
This is the Don Lebatar Show with the Stugatz.
I feel that I am hearing, breathing on my neck, some form of this show has gotten so cocaine-y with so many microphones. Today is National Mic Day. So many microphones, so many people talking. An exciting time, a crazy time in South Florida sports. This entire pirate ship is creaking and swaying from side to side in the ocean and springing leaks and totally nuts. And Mike's listening to the hub at midnight and we got another Panther game here. Nobody nationally, nobody wants any more heat in Panthers. They'd like all of it put away. And there are a million things I want to talk about away from Heat Panthers. But the greatest dilemma I have right now, and it's very frustrating to me as somebody who's trying to build a business, employees are stealing the snacks around here.
What?
The snacks? I saw somebody notice a green Pringles can yesterday, and people were told, Dan doesn't want anyone eating the green Pringles. I didn't know Pringles was here. And the reason they were told that is because they're stealing the green Pringles and protecting the green Pringles. And I saw Charlotte smelled like she had green Pringles on her breath.
Not only smelled, Dan, I can see them within arm's reach of her.
Oh no.
Detective wow. Tony has cracked
in
the case.
Here. Uh-oh. Well, so here's the thing. I didn't know that these were such a hot commodity, and they're my favorite Pringles. And this is a perfect size for a Pringle snack because I can't, you know, and at a certain point with the tube, when it's too long, your hand gets stuck in it. So I really enjoy these. Very excited. Come to find out, a lot of other people in the office really love them too. So we're in a Pringles war, I think.
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop.
That's what they say.
There's a lack of savory chips here and tart chips.
Oh.
We just have plenty of plain chips.
Yeah.
And cheesy chips.
It's the variety pack, man.
No spicy chips.
The variety pack is evil. Everyone loves a variety. No, variety pack is evil because all it does is it saddles you.
Creates division.
It saddles you with options that nobody actually wants.
So it sounds like the problem is that there's a lot of demand for green Pringles, but not enough supply. Has anyone considered asking Kristen or Hildy or Carmen to order more green Pringles?
No. Instead, we just lie to each other.
Yes.
And steal.
Yes.
And come upon private stashes. That's what we do.
Okay, but part of the problem. No, but part of the problem is there are a whole lot of people here who have been hired and they're not a catering service. It was never their job, but we've got a bunch of Wolverines and thieves around here who expect to be fed and fed well and not variety packs because they're evil. As David Sampson marches through and says, it's kind of weird that you guys are feeding anybody because then the employees start stealing the food.
All right, get out of here with that, first
before
of all.
David stealing Sampson was here for a week, we had all sorts of savory treats.
Oh, my God.
We had
full-size sandwiches.
We even had salt and vinegar.
Oh, man.
We had kettle chips. We had Takis.
Oh, like, hot Takis, yeah.
We had hot Cheetos.
Yep.
Now?
Nothing.
Nary a hot Cheeto.
It's like
someone might just be hoarding them somewhere where you can't find them.
Hey, like we do have them, but
well, wait
all...
a minute. You say
that I've seen people hoard them.
No, you say this, Jessica. You did not see what I saw yesterday, which was both appalling and delightful to me. Which is Lewis in video, who was trying to protect. He had the secret stash somewhere. Didn't think anyone else knew about it. Was trying to protect the stash and corner of green Pringles. I looked up, and as he was making the argument, it was clear that he had a stolen bunch of cans like a cash belt around his waist tucked into his sweater because he had several of them in there protected from anyone else being able to lie and steal their way to having them while claiming to others listening, Dan doesn't like it when people eat green Pringles.
In Lewis's defense, he said that he will say that on occasion, not that he was saying that. And he saw me going for the green Pringles, and he was like, oh, no. And then he was like, haha, and pulled them out of his kangaroo pocket. No. And now I have taken on that habit. I am working on 2 cans of green Pringles simultaneously because I forgot I had one in here, and I just want to come clean about that.
So you have 2 now, not just 1.
Yes.
We just hired you. How are you already, like, stealing at a Stugatz level?
She steals at the grocery store. She admitted this on the first show.
No. I said I have a friend who will sometimes take things from CVS if the self-checkout messes up.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Do you have a friend who will sometimes take things at the CVS if the electrical checkout messes up?
What kind of business are you building here, Dan Lebatard?
I mean, I think, what did Cody call it yesterday? A slipshod business of some sort?
Slipshod operation.
Totally. It should be the Metalark logo instead of Metalark. But Jessica, what am I to do? I mean, you helped start a union on behalf of employees at Sports Illustrated. You're a leader for the people. What am I to do with the fact that there seems to be obvious and overt thieving going on among the employees to protect the snacks?
Well, I would like to say on behalf of the employees that our snack stash and our catered breakfasts and lunches aren't just for the talent on this show and for the people that you see on the Lebatard Show. They're for the hardworking men and women behind the scenes
that
are calling the show, that are operating the cameras,
like
the lights,
like
the internet
the best
stream,
crew in sports.
Everyone. And those people don't have time to go out and buy a lunch and take a break. So it is a perk, but it is a necessary perk for us to function and do our jobs. And so for someone, a new hire especially, to come in here and say all of that is bullshit, they don't know what they're talking about, and they don't appreciate the hardworking people here at Metalark Media that deliver the show every day, sometimes on time, sometimes not on time. But they need this food and this sustenance to get through our grueling work schedule.
I went crepe digging for a good 3 minutes.
What'd you got there?
And all I got was original wavy lays.
Oh,
those suck.
These are only good when you come out of the pool.
Why not just buy Ruffles? I don't get wavy lays.
No, I'm telling you right now, plain potato chips. Sorry, Stan Van Gundy, wherever you are in the world, you can keep them.
No. You put them in a sandwich after when you get out of the pool.
Not the kettle chips.
Kettle chips are for the boat. Kettle chips are for the boat. Regular plain chips are for the pool.
But are we going cheap on the snacks? Is that the problem?
No, we're not going
cheap.
Yeah,
we are, Dan.
The snacks are good.
I made a mistake thinking that I didn't have one of these from yesterday, and that's on me, and I'll own that. And I'm sorry that I have 2 cans of green Pringles, and I will share them with whoever wants them.
And now I don't trust you,
Charlotte.
She's got more.
Yep.
Like, hot tip, by the way, they love when you chew into the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great way to endear yourself to the audience.
Okay, cool. I'll work on it.
Because I've seen this strategy before. You like confess to a lesser sin, and then people say, well, she came clean, but meanwhile, like, you're probably sitting on a Pringles can
right now.
A massive one just
no. I've I don't have any other snacks hidden, and you can go through my tote bag.
Well, here's the problem, Charlotte, by way of welcome here, because you've been wanting to talk about, and I've been wanting to talk to you about for 3 days, and there hasn't been room amid the thieving to talk about how Taylor Swift, you don't believe she's a real sports fan. But your introduction to what it is that we're doing here has been complicated for me because I have a whole lot of people, not a few, complaining that the entire group has become so big-headed with fame and popularity and money, and we get better snacks because we earn them around here because we're important, talented people. You've been indoctrinated to a culture of total, complete, spoiled entitlement that includes thievery, and they're now accusing you of being a more gluttonous thief than them, which is shocking to me.
I have no idea what I've walked into or what is going on. I have two cans of Pringles, and I've apologized.
What are you sitting on?
Not enough.
Nothing.
I have had to defend.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, you're lying.
You're lying.
I don't have more Pringles.
You're sitting on a can. Oh, that's clever.
A likely tale.
There it is. I see it. There are no more Pringles here.
I wanted Charlotte to stand up and just.
I know. I wish I'd stuffed my pockets with like fruit snacks and they just came tumbling out.
Stuff just falling down.
But that would suggest it's all a joke.
It's not.
It's very serious.
It seems to be, from what I can tell, because I just asked Kristen about this. I'm just like, do we have employees stealing stuff? And I hear Lewis run into the video room with, do you know how expensive eggs are?
That's his one move.
That's his only
Yeah, he's got to get a better one than that.
What's he going to do with it?
They've come down.
Well, yeah.
If he steals a duck, they'll be free, right?
Yeah. No, those are free.
I'm pretty sure, though, that Lewis with the Pringles had a sweater full of eggs that he's going
We
out.
Have eggs here?
This is going to get bad when CJ McCollum gives us that wine. I'm telling you right now.
Question. Yeah, first of all, he's not giving y'all this wine. He's giving me this wine. I'm the one that asked. Y'all, everyone else who's not a meme.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're going
to
hog all the wine?
Of course. I will be the... Look, we have... theft rampant on the property. I'm supposed to just trust this amazing wine that's coming to us out of the graciousness and the kindness of CJ McCollum. I just trust to put it out there and no one's going to mess around. No.
You're not here a couple days of the week, buddy.
Well, guess what? Wednesdays and Thursdays are going to get real fun around here, aren't they?
Not if you're in the middle of them.
Ouch. Wow.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Words hurt.
Because you're stealing the you offer to give everyone.
I don't think anyone's stealing.
Drunkenness.
Yeah,
I just took two cans of Pringles and everything is just avalanche.
I have something to say. At the old studio, one time, Dan, I promise you, only one time. There was one time where I was leaving home.
Is this a confession?
Yeah, this is a confession.
You stole the fine bucket money?
Fine bucket.
No, absolutely not. Come on, guys. I was on my way home from the Clevelander one day, and I was like, man, I'm kind of hungry, and I want this specific snack, but I don't want to have it here because it's dirty, and it's a snack that I feel like could get dirty easily. I'm going to take it home. So, Dan, I'm sorry. I took a package of popcorn home, and I made the popcorn at home, but I didn't have it at the studio, and that's been on my heart for a while.
Was it Dan's special
popcorn. It was Orville Redenbacher or whatever it was, but I had it at home, not at the studio, so I don't know if that counts for stealing.
No, because...
You bastard.
If that
is stealing.
I would be in
that
jail
That is stealing,
right
you
now.
Bastard.
That is stealing.
I used to steal loaves of bread from my first job.
Where did you
Entire
work?
Entire loaves.
You worked at a bread store?
From Vox Media, they would have gluten-free bread loaves. No one ate the gluten-free bread. I would just take it home. If no one touched it all week on Friday, I'm taking that bread home.
That's
it's
perishable.
My bread now.
That's happened here, though. I've seen people steal bread as well. I think we should start a new...
She just confessed!
Okay, well, Vox can talk to me about me stealing bread when they want to talk about wage theft, because that's the real crime happening here. Yeah. I just needed a loaf. I'm Jean Valjean, all right? 2, 4, 6, 0, 1!
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail ponds. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip. I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail ponds quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.